USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is confronting ongoing pain at the pump.
Today I'm calling on Congress to suspend the federal gas tax for the next 90 days through the busy summer season, busy travel season.
Speaking at the White House, Biden saying you can eliminate the federal gas tax and still have enough to finance road projects. The federal gas tax is a little over 18 cents a gallon. And if that federal gas tax is eliminated, how long will it be before you see some relief at the pump?
Well, theoretically, it could start very quickly, depending on how the legislation is written. Will the White House give stations credit for fuel they bought that was already taxed? That's the biggest question.
Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com speaking there on CNN. Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell testifying before the Senate Banking Committee today. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code radio and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The FDA is set to make an announcement regarding cigarettes.
The FDA is planning to require tobacco companies to reduce the levels of nicotine in cigarettes. The move's a bid to make traditional cigarettes less addictive and cut down on smoking in general. According to the FDA, over 480,000 people die prematurely each year from smoking-attributed diseases. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
Texas State Senator Roland Gutierrez is suing the Department of Public Safety for records pertaining to the Uvalde school shooting.
It is time to pull off this Band-Aid, let this community begin to heal, and try to rebuild credibility with their own local law enforcement, build community policing, and the things that they need to do going forward.
The senator saying DPS unlawfully denied an open records request on last month's attack at Robb Elementary. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Supreme Court will hand out more opinions on Thursday and Friday. The nation is waiting for rulings on big cases, including one that could overturn Roe v. Wade. That's a decades-old decision which legalized abortion nationwide. One person is dead and another is injured after a shooting on San Francisco public transit. A city official saying the incident occurred on a light rail style train in a central city neighborhood. The suspect fled the scene and has yet to be located by law enforcement. First Lady Jill Biden is joined by former professional tennis player Billie Jean King to commemorate the 50th anniversary of Title IX. King saying it allows women to access athletic scholarships and other opportunities.
It is a law that speaks to the importance of gender equity in this country and stands as a benchmark of global significance.
The Senate is in session this Wednesday, and Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says he will put up bipartisan legislation to lower insulin costs for a vote on the Senate floor very soon.
It's something that affects millions of Americans in every city and every state. In fact, state legislatures across the country have passed bills capping the cost of insulin for payments patients, not just blue states, but some deeply red states as well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.